And now, Spirit Broadcast brings you Daybreak with Linda Dillon.
Hi there. I'm Linda Dillon with the Council of Love. And welcome to Daybreak. I'm going to take you way out there on a little space ride and share with you some of the middle of the night observations that I've been having this week. I'm sure that some of this has been catalyzed by all the upheaval transition energies that we're feeling on the planet. Global warming, climate change, political upheaval, population migrations. Let's face it. Everything not only feels like flux, it is in flux. And in the middle of all this, we're being asked, invited to really step up and to be in full partnership with the divine, to really assume our role as the mother's boots on the ground. It's a lot to handle, and it's a lot to integrate. So before I get started, I just want to state that I'm a star girl. As Neil deGrasse says, we are all made of stuff from the stars. My memories and knowing of different planets, galaxies, and timelines is really very clear. Our star brothers and sisters are my family. Anywho, back to the topic at hand. Because it speaks to how we here on Gaia choose to evolve and to use the opportunities that are being made available to us right here, right now. I remember the intergalactic wars some 20 to 30,000 years ago. The devastation that was wrought across the distant galaxies. The terrible, terrible destruction as some planets were literally annihilated, blown up to dust and space debris, which is where my night visions from earlier this week began. I don't know if you follow this type of science news, but lately there have been reports of what is being called space boulders coming together, merging. Not colliding, but conjoining with each other in what appears to be pretty seamless ways. Now, at the time when I heard this or read this, it didn't seem to really strike me as terribly momentous or newsworthy. But during the middle of the night, some of those space boulders, that debris, started communicating with me. And the cries of pain of devastation was enormous, so unexpected, but really massive. Now, I think most of us are at a point where we agree that planets, or at least our own beloved Gaia, is a sentient being, aware of her own path and her own purpose. And I think most of us are very cognizant when Gaia lets us know that there's a course correction or a cleansing that's in order. I remember years ago, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, while channeling for a friend's radio show, that Gaia came through and she talked about her pain and her suffering and her internal debate about whether or not to continue. I completely remember how awful that felt, especially knowing how deeply we had hurt her, had harmed her, and how much we love her. And subsequently, how deeply and profoundly touched, and I gotta tell you, relieved, I was that she decided to continue on, to continue to take a chance on us. So when these space boulders, what we tend to think of as inanimate objects began talking to me. Of course I listened. I listened intently. And they talked about previously being part of a beautiful planet. They talked about being blown to bits without any forewarning or foreknowledge, the feelings of desolation, of sadness, of loneliness. It was so intense. They talked about how they'd been traveling throughout space looking for other pieces of themselves, of their planet, for so long, for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. I gotta tell you, it felt very familiar. Because really, isn't that what we're all doing? It made me think about planets and their civilizations and how they proceeded very differently and about the different pathways and outcomes, how different they can be for different planetary systems, for different galaxy systems. In particular, I thought about Trelawna and Halion and how these energies, now in a very positive way, travel throughout the universe, helping others, and especially us here on Gaia right now. Halion and Trelawna are planets that evolved into what we think of as sheer energy, and consciously decided, collectively and individually, consciously decided to take their next steps in their soul journey. And when I say the planets of Halion and Trelawna, I mean not just the physical landmass, but all of it, what we would think of as the species, as the kingdoms, as the humanoid life forms. In the case of Trelawna, they decided that they were going to pursue and continue on in their healing mission. And those energies now are called the healers of Trelawna. And they come to us through our throats as these brilliant sparkles. Sometimes we see these sparkles out on the water or on the ocean. And these are literally the healers of Trelawna. And they come to heal us. And you can invoke them. And you can work with them for healing. And the energy of the planet of Halion, they decided to pursue their journey as what they call themselves, as the Halion Engineers. Again, it's a form of healing energy, but more constructual. They work as builders, as constructors, as architects. And it can be as simple as DNA, or landmass, or the building of cities of light. But they are builders. So we call them the Halion Engineers. Well, they call themselves, actually, the Halion Engineers. And they are fabulous. And this is just two small examples of planetary grids, of collectives, that decided to pursue their journey in a really progressive, evolved, spiritually magnificent kind of way. And what struck me out of these midnight musings is how much we, yes, individually and collectively, are at this kind of crossroads. Do we choose, are we choosing to evolve into the heart-centered, intelligent beings that we have the opportunity, the invitation to become? Or do we choose to cling to outmoded belief systems of powerlessness, of being victims? Do we choose to cling to the paradigms, the false beliefs of the old third dimension? Now, I personally, Linda, don't believe for one second that we're making the latter choice. But I have to tell you, hearing those sad, desolate pieces of a planet lost in space really made me think about our choices, our conscious choices of our spiritual evolution, and how we're choosing to proceed together and as individual unique souls right now. Now for myself, I would absolutely choose the Trelawna path, or even better, closer to home, Electra, one of my beloved homes in the Pleiades. What do you think? Where are we headed? What is your heart really telling you? Are we up for the challenge? I know we are, but we're making these choices every day with our thoughts, with our actions, with our opinions, with our belief systems. I know we can do it, but we need to do it consciously. And my friends, we need to do it together as Gaians, as one collective, one planetary system. I know we can. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, from my heart to yours, all my love. Bye for now.